a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did you see what I had in my hand when I came in? Two little bottles. There they are. They sound pretty much alike, don't they? Well, there are two bottles that I need for my bottle organ. Come to the kitchen. I'll show you what I'm going to do. I've already started it. See, there's six bottles here, and they all have a different amount of colored liquid in them. You see how they sound when I blow on them. Now what I want are two lower notes, and then I want it to go hoo, 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 hoo. Well, this much is all right. But I need this one to sound like let's put a little water in this one. Just a little bit should do it. That's pretty good. I've been using food coloring. So you could see the water there. Let's see if it doesn't. That's right. Now, let me see. Why don't we try to play Take My Time, all right? My bottle organ. I'm going to take this to the piano and show you the difference in sound. Hi, fish. See, the note that I blow in here is like the sound of an organ. And I wanted you to listen for the difference. You see, some people took a film of Francois Clemens, who was practicing singing with an organist friend of ours. And Francois promised to bring that film by today so that you could see it and hear it. Oh, that may be he now. Look out the window and see, will you, please? It is Mr. Clemens. Let's go let him in. Hi, France.
Hi,
come in.
Hi, Fred. I asked John to come along with me.
Oh, good.
Hi, John. Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine. Glad to see you.
Good to see you.
I'd like you to know my television friend. This is Mr. John Butler.
Hi, how are you?
Come on in. You've got your equipment.
He had all his recording equipment there with him, so I told him to come on over. Maybe we'd play you some very interesting sounds he's got.
Fine. How'd the film turn out?
Oh, the film's marvelous. We'll look at that. It's beautiful.
Good.
That's good. Fred, I have some recordings and some friends that can't get out to hear all the sounds in the neighborhood. I make it my hobby to go around and record these sounds for them. And let's see if you can identify the sounds as my friends do.
All right. That's a dog, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
That a cat?
All right.
Cat.
Meow.
I think that's a cow. Is it the McFeely's cow?
That's the McFeely's cow.
That's Harriet.
Harriet, right.
She sounds good today, doesn't she?
Are these all animal sounds?
Yes, they are, Fred. All animal sounds.
Whippoorwill.
That's right.
Whippoorwill, whippoorwill, whippoorwill.
What about this one?
I'm not sure.
That's a canary.
Canary. Isn't that pretty?
Mm-hmm. He's real happy.
Could you play both the whippoorwill and the canary again?
Sure,
so,
Fred.
So we could listen for the difference.
Sure.
Yeah, that's that. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill, whippoorwill. Now listen for the canary. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely sound.
Wish I could whistle like that.
Why don't we listen to the look at the film now?
Oh, good.
Okay?
Sure. Now, Mr. Butler made all the sounds for the film. He recorded all the sounds that are on this film. Mm-hmm. So if we play this part on Picture Picture, you could play the...
Well, sure, I'll play the
soundtrack
here.
Good. All right.
You'll notice, Fred, in the very beginning of the film, that I'm standing on the stage right near a piano, but nobody plays the piano.
Oh, well,
in fact, Cassie plays the organ the whole time.
Great. I remember when I came in, you were standing up there
singing. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, let's watch the film. You ready, John?
You ready?
Yeah, go.
Here we go.
How did it sound from back there?
It sounded great. I'd like to hear some more. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, Fred.
Okay. Why don't we take it from letter C, Cassie? Give me a couple of measures introduction, okay?
beautiful.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
I certainly did like it. Cassie, would you show us some things about the organ?
Yes, Fred, I'd like to.
It's sort of like four pianos, isn't it?
Exactly like four pianos. And Fred, there's a fifth one down below that's played with the feet.
What are these things up in here, though?
Play that one. That second one right there.
Sounds like a gong.
It is. Listen to this, Fred.
That sounds like trumpets, doesn't it?
Exactly like a trumpet. And listen to this.
Chimes.
Beautiful chimes. Wouldn't you like to play it, Fred?
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got to push one of these buttons to get some sound from the organ.
Yes,
huh? That's
look
fine.
At them jump out like that. Did you notice that? How does that work?
Just push this one and it's all gone.
Watch them jump out. Something, Frank?
Okay.
It's
such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, a feeling you know you're alive.
Really nice, Grant.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Well, I know you all have things to do, and I need to get back to my place, but thanks for showing me this.
Welcome, okay, see you later.
See you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Why don't we take it from the top, Cassie?
Good.
I really enjoyed playing that organ. I think that turned out very well.
Very good.
John does excellent work. Beautiful, John.
Thank you, Francois.
What will you use that for?
I'm going to use it in my studio for my students. I'm going to show them what they have to do to prepare themselves for auditions. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep it for fun, too.
I was showing my friends a bottle organ that I was making, you know, with different amounts of liquid in each bottle. You can go...
To make different pitches?
How does it sound for you?
Sound good.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to... Oh, go ahead.
Do you have a recorder?
Yes, I have a little tape recorder, not as fancy as that.
Here's a tape of some other sounds from the neighborhood. Possibly you could play that back and see if you could get your friends to identify those sounds for you.
Good idea. Thank you. Could I borrow it for
a
day or so?
You can have it for a couple of days.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Okay, well, I'm going to be going. It's nice visiting with you, Fred.
I'm mighty glad you stopped by.
Okay, you have a nice day now.
Okay. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Fred. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Best of luck in all the fancy work you do, John.
Thank you, Fred.
Bye.
Bye.
John Butler. My, all the different things that he does. Let's have some make-believe before we play this. Close your eyes a minute. I want you to know if you can tell what I'm knocking on. Now look, the wooden bucket. Remember the bucket that Mr. Johnson made for me? We could use that for make-believe. Remember yesterday, Lady Elaine Fairchild hung buckets on X's tree for her hurry-up syrup business? Well, let's pretend today that she even has some pipes coming from those buckets leading to the museum go-round for the syrup to flow through. All right, that can be our pretend today.
And then, Lady Elaine, you put up all these pipes.
That's right. And this ought to hold it real well. Yes. I mean, I have to get the syrup from my place, don't I? I mean, just follow one of those pipes, dear. You'll see how it works.
Oh, okay. I'll follow this one.
Good.
All right.
Yes, over that. That's it. Up.
Yeah, right up over this big branch over here. Uh-huh.
And down and down. Around. And up.
And up again.
And then the syrup will come right in there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that ought to speed things up a little, Lady Elaine.
Oh, you got to be fast in this business, dear. Sure. That bucket over there looks
Lady
like
Elaine.
Going fine. Yes?
You know, I mean, I've been just thinking about this whole thing, you know.
What?
Well, I wonder if you can get syrup out of this tree.
Sure you can. Now, listen, I've got a lot tied up in this negri, so don't jinx it.
Hey. Hey, what's going on out there? My door won't open.
Hey, watch that bucket, X. Don't spill any of my syrup.
Yeah,
what
X.
is... What,
hang on, X.
What
just
is...
Just a minute. Close the door for one second.
Huh?
Wait a minute. I'll get you out of there.
Well...
Okay. All right now.
Well, I'm wondering what is all this on my tree?
Well, Lady Elaine is trying to get maple syrup out of your tree for her hurry-up syrup business, X.
But my tree's an oak tree. It doesn't have syrup.
Boy, you sound just like Negri. I guess you want proof. Handy, check those buckets. Show X how full they are.
Well, imagine
well,
pipes all...
There's nothing in this bucket, Lady Elaine.
Nothing?
No.
Well, try the other one.
I never knew all this was going on out here.
What? Nothing here either.
And the other ones?
No syrup here, Lady Elaine.
What would you expect?
Rats. All this for nothing.
Well, all you had to do was ask me before you started all this, Lady Elaine. I could have saved you a lot of disappointment. My tree is an oak tree, and it will always be an oak tree.
I guess I should have planned this thing some more before promising Brockett that stuff. Now what will I do? I'm going back to my place and close the shop.
Well, you know, this business really meant a lot to her, X. I mean, we were all counting on her to have the maple syrup for tomorrow.
Yeah, but you can't get maple syrup out of an oak tree. And she should have asked me first. After all, this is my tree.
Hi, everyone.
Oh,
hi, Chef Brockett.
This is Thursday, and this is the day I get the maple syrup from Lady Elaine. I'm going to go over there now.
There isn't
something wrong?
Any maple syrup, Chef Brockett.
There isn't.
Mm-mm. You see, Lady Elaine was trying to get maple syrup out of X's oak tree.
Maple syrup? Doesn't come out of an oak tree, does it, X?
It sure doesn't.
Where's Lady Elaine now?
Well, she went over to the museum.
I'm going to go over there. We'll figure out something else to put on the waffles tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm going to go tell King Friday. He may have an idea himself.
I'll meet you over there, X.
Yeah, and I've got to
get
these
things down. Goodbye, Chef
Brockett.
See you.
All these pipes and... buckets. Bottles. Labels. Oh, she turned the sign out, too. Hi, Lady Elaine.
I guess you've heard about it, huh?
Yeah, I saw X and Handyman Negri at the tree.
Some tree. And there's no syrup for tomorrow.
Oh, it's okay, Lady Elaine. We'll find some other things that we can put on the waffles.
Like what?
Like strawberry jelly and peanut butter.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me with all this syrup stuff that I've got here.
Fairchild.
Oh, Friday, not you too.
X told me about your trouble, Fairchild.
Old tattletale.
Maple syrup from an oak tree.
She was just trying to do what she thought might help, Your Majesty.
Well, it's not my fault having the wrong kind of trees in this neighborhood.
Yes, I suppose it would have been nice to have some sweet syrup tomorrow. The children, you know.
That's it, Friday.
What, Fairchild?
What you just said. Sweet syrup, children. I just remembered the kind of syrup I used when I was a girl.
What's that?
Brown sugar syrup, sweetie.
Brown sugar syrup?
Yeah.
That's perfect. That would be wonderful.
I've never had brown sugar syrup. Tell me about it.
Oh, it's an old Fairchild family recipe. You take brown sugar, put in water, boil it, add some vanilla, and you've got the best hurry-up syrup you've ever tasted.
Why, that does sound good.
Now, we'll need some brown sugar.
Chef Brockett, you and Edgar find as much brown sugar as you can and bring it over here to Fairchild. What about the vanilla?
Oh, I have the vanilla.
Well, I'll help any way I can.
Well, thanks, Friday. Your heart's one size bigger than I thought it was.
I'm going back to the castle to tell Sarah and Tuesday.
Wait a minute, dear. Not till you see this.
What does she want me to see?
I think it's something that you have to look up to see.
There, do you see it?
Oh, look at that.
We're open for business again.
Hurry up, syrup. Well, it's worth waiting for. See you all tomorrow at the Harvest Festival. Brown sugar syrup. Clever substitute, I must
Lady say. Elaine, you've done it again.
Well, things looked pretty dry there for a while, Brockett. But now it's full steam ahead. Brown sugar syrup, here we come.
Right. Lady Elaine thought of another kind of syrup. I'm glad she did, too. Yes. Brown sugar syrup. Do your mother or dad ever make brown sugar syrup and use that instead of maple syrup? Well, we'll pretend more about the Harvest Festival tomorrow. Right now, let's listen to some of those sounds that Mr. Butler left for us. Sounds in the neighborhood, he said. Oh, he makes the soundtracks for big movies and all sorts of things. Yeah. He's very much interested in listening. Careful listening. Now, let's see what the first one is. Can you tell what that is? I think that's the cash register. I think that's the one that they have at Negri's Music Shop. Yeah, let's try this next one. What is that? Oh, I know what that is. It's a sewing machine. You ever hear the sewing machine over at Elsie Neal's craft shop? Try this one. I know that one. That's the bell at Bob Trost. Let's just let it go for this one. Oh, this is the last one, I think. That's a trolley. Nice sounds. I'll give them back to John Butler. He likes people to guess about sounds. I must get my bottle over here. Take it back to my bottle organ in the kitchen. See if it still sounds good. I'll try playing tree, tree, tree. sing with me, okay? We love you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We love you. I'll leave that set up. Take care of it later. Fish were hungry. Time for me to go. But we'll have more visiting together tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. And we did a lot of listening together today, didn't we? I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.